Tom. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Turn it up, brother from another mother. Attaboy. Thank you. Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. You know who we are, right? I just don't mean to become rhetorical. I get to the point where I'm reiterating things so much where it's just like, geez, dude, I know the intro, man. Well, folks, for those that haven't listened to us before, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friends. Welcome to the show. I appreciate it very much. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Get to this in just a couple minutes. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it's Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Folks, if you'd like to see all the bikers that are going to Washington, D.C. today, go ahead and check it out. We got yesterday, I'd share it with you on the radio, and I got about 1,800 replies in a very short amount of time, and I appreciate that very much. But I also want to let you know that you can check us out on not only on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, but you can also go to sonsofliberty.radio.com and or you can go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, two different websites, one personal, one fan page. You can see the pictures there as well. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are accessible. I said 1,800 people responded to my fleece yesterday in a short amount of time, showing you the bikers that went and are going, are on their way today, commemorating September 11th, to confront, well, radical Islam. Let's say it that way. All right? Because we got a bunch of Muslims there that are denying the fact that they're responsible for it. So, to avoid the debate, let's just get on one side or the other. Okay, let's get on the American side. How about that? Because Muslims don't have a right to come over to America in an attempt to implement Sharia law. Because really, friends, that's what it is. They're trying to flex their muscle. But let me tell you this. Millions and millions and millions of Americans on their hogs are saying, oh, no, you don't. You hear on our good graces. I know that's not how a biker talks, but I'm telling you what, I'm from North Minneapolis. And the bikers are saying, no, you don't. You ain't doing it. So millions of bikers across the country are going to Washington, D.C. today and saying, oh, no, you don't. You're our guests here. So anyways, if you'd like to check those pictures out, please do. All three websites, Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean fan page on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And before we get into the news, I wanted to thank WRIK again at 7:50 a.m. Paducah, Kentucky. Paducah, thank you again for entrusting us, and we appreciate you very much in every sense of the word. We really do. Folks, we're in 53 countries, well, 52 outside of America, but that would be 52 plus 1 actually equals 53, right? So we're going to go with that. Do the math, friends. Do the math. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Namely, like the two that were recalled in Colorado for standing up against Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Woo! How did that work out for you, Johnny? Hey, Angela, how'd that work out for you? Folks, yesterday, Colorado booted two unprincipled, backstabbing, arrogant legislators from office. Folks, this was truly a historic effort and the first time in Colorado history that there has ever been a recall election, let alone a successful one. How's that working out for you, John boy? Hey, Sissy. Hey, Angela. How's that working out for you, huh? Democratic Senators John Morrison, Angela Guron, lost their bid to hold on to their seats in the districts that heavily favored Democrats. Folks, I didn't know that we had two constitutions. We've talked about that a million times. In fact, Guron represented a district where only 23% of registered voters are Republicans. Folks, we're ruled by law, not by opinions, nor by Democrats. In Morris's race, 51% of voters pulled the recall lever to eject him from office, while 56% of the voters decided against Guron. The effort to recall Morris and Guron began a genuine local effort, although the prospects of beating two entrenched Democrats attracted big bucks from out of state. Anti-gun New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg spent hundreds of thousands of his own dollars in an attempt to help Morris retain his seat. But it didn't work. Why? Because the people of this great country stood up and said, no more. No more. We're not doing it. Folks, this is how freedom takes precedence over tyranny. The American people stand up and they say, no more. Maybe they should have taken some time to read the Constitution of the United States, namely Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. But apparently they didn't do that. Something to do with, like, you know, shall not be infringed. I've heard something like that. A well-regulated militia, okay, that's you, America, 17 to 44 years old, if you're a male, being necessary to the security of a free state. What keeps you free? The right to bear arms. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. I just read it for you. See, politicians don't have a right to break the law. Politicians, folks, derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's you and that's me. What a precedent to set you folks out in Colorado today. You did. You just showed the American people that we still have the power to right the wrongs. How'd that work out for you, John Boy and Angela? Maybe they can go on a date somewhere or something. I don't know. They're both out of a job today because the American people said no more. I'll take Jeff really quick. He got Bradley, Sons of Liberty. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Say your piece. I got about 2 minutes.
All right. Well, I just wanted to chime in. You said something about the Muslims trying to deny that they were responsible. I'm not saying that, you know, there was not some radical Muslims that were involved in that.
Right.
But our government knew about that as well.
Right.
They did nothing to stop it. I mean, thermite, I don't know if you know anything about thermite. It's the only thing that can eat metal that can eat it fast.
Yeah.
Which would make the whole structure of those buildings fall. Building 7 wasn't even touched by an airplane.
Right. Hang on a second with me, Jeff. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Bradley.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Oh. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Trying to cover a lot in a short amount of time. Friends, just posted another picture the state-run media does not want you to see. It is on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook. Folks, the pictures are pouring in. And this is stuff, again, the state-run media does not want you to see, folks, because their methodology is to divide and conquer. Mine is to show you the power of the people, one nation under God. Not outside of God, one nation under God. One more point. Right before the break, we had one of our friends call and basically talk about what took place on September 11th, 2011. And, friends, really what it comes down to is this. Without getting into a big debate, you can go ahead and look at the pictures of the two towers getting hit. And in the process of watching the two towers get hit, it was hit towards the top of both of the buildings. Now, it's kind of strange because usually when a building tumbles, it means the foundation was hit, not the top of the building. And if you remember right, Adolf Hitler rightly said, the bigger the lie, the more the people will believe it. But a question I just want to lay to your candor. I want to lay this question to you, my friends. The building was hit. Both buildings were hit towards the top of the buildings. The fire goes up. Heat goes up. It does not go down. How did those two towers fall? Because when we hear the credible eyewitnesses, namely the New York Fire Department, they said that there was demolition that was set at the bottom of the buildings. Because I don't know if it's just me or not, but I was doing a high school assembly in Hinckley, Minnesota when the two towers fell, and I didn't expect either one of them to fall. Because it doesn't make any sense for either one of the buildings to fall from the top, friends. Again, the fire was towards the top, not the bottom. Why would they have fell like that? Why would those firemen in New York City lie about demolition? I don't know. I mean, we can either go off of what the government had to say, or we can go off of what eyewitnesses had to say. That's really what it comes down to. So, was that diplomatic? I'm not trying to be diplomatic, folks. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. I'm just trying to say it in such a way where I have my own beliefs as to what took place there. It just didn't make any sense, okay? Watch the videos. There's a lot of videos out there exposing. There's a lot of theory out there, but I think there's a lot of fact out there, and I think it's solid fact. And so anyways, let's leave that real quick. Steph, real quick.
Yes, I'm here.
Let's go for it.
Well, speaking of, you know, what happened with the bikers and the mass pictures of all the bikers you put on Sons of Liberty Facebook, Veronica Osborne, she commented on that, and she said, awesome, all caps. And when you look at that, you had mentioned at the beginning of the show how many responses you got from just that post. It's overwhelming. People are just loving it.
I just posted a brand new one over an hour ago. We've already got 475 responses. And we've got 210 comments.
That's amazing.
Yep, and then yesterday we had posted the other picture of the bikers that are growing in number in Washington, D.C., and there was over 1,700, and there's over 501 comments. Folks, lines are open, 1-877-807-9977. And, folks, I'm posting these pictures to encourage the people that we can do this, because, friends, we can do this. But as I said earlier, not without He who is our power source. And we're not going to God because He's our power source alone. We're going to Him because we love our Creator because of what He did through His Son, Jesus Christ. So anyways, in saying that, check it out, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Folks are just lining up right now, commenting like crazy. Check it out. Back to Steph.
Well, we're getting a call.
Boy, that
right
almost
now.
It's
coming out of the phone here.
It almost sounded like... It almost sounded like we were professionals or something like that. I don't want to allude to the people that we got our stuff going on here. But, folks, you know what? I really appreciate the fact that you responded in such a fashion. I've already got 61. Well, we got some more comments coming in right now. Again, check that website out, Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Go ahead and comment or give us a call. Got some phone calls coming in right now. And by the way, folks, I got to get back to what we were talking about yesterday, because I got to get to the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, and the 80s. And I want to show you the profitability, the advantageousness of going back to God's commands and going back to the old path. So we'll get back to that in just a second. Steph?
I'm
okay. No, I can't. Okay. Well, I'm going to get her over here really quick, friends. We're just jumbled. We got three people rolling right now, but go for it, Steph.
Well, another one here is from your most recent article on Freedom Outpost. This comment said, good example of the lamestream Enemedia lies and those individuals in the Enemedia who spread untruths, lies, propaganda, and are not responsible journalists, but more of the useful idiots that you mentioned a lot on the radio program.
Yes. Vladimir Lenin said that.
In this country that seek to strip away freedom, liberty, Christianity, and God-given rights from this country. They follow their idol Obama to perpetuate despotism and tyranny. God bless you, Bradley, and those in your ministry.
Amen.
Yes, and then we also had Western journalism.
Okay.
Kick out, you know, from relentless liars in the media. Eddie says, could not have said that any better with about, you know, 11 exclamation points beside that. So I think he really appreciated that.
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate that. Now, we got another phone call up. Steph, if you want to throw that up really quick, we'll take that really quick. And outside of that, folks, I got to get back to my topic. And I got my phone ringing, and I'm going back and forth on Facebook just to respond to what you guys are doing live right now, because this is your show. Welcome to the show. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty.
Hi, I'm Ashley from Washington.
Oh, okay, cool. How's it going there?
Oh, it's going good. I just like to talk about, you know, how you said that the Muslims say that it wasn't their fault about the 9/11 attacks and stuff like that.
Okay.
I just think it's ridiculous how people blame a religion instead of blaming the people that actually did it.
Right.
You know, they were a religious group, but, you know, it's like blaming the Christians for the KKK.
Right. No, I get you.
And
I understand what you're saying.
My sister is from here in Washington, and she's a Muslim. And, you know, I don't think that they should be blamed for everything.
Well, let me say it this way, and I'm not, I don't think anybody's saying that. I think we're talking about radical Muslims, because everybody's afforded asylum in America as long as we're all ruled by that Mosaic institution. So I think really what it comes down to is we're talking about, and I believe the bikers are, the radical Muslims. And I think that's what listen, that's what we've been inundated with since September 11th. So we're just going off of what we've been told, and we're responding to it. And the American people, namely the bikers right now in the millions, are responding to just that. So I don't think it's just, you know, a broad brush and saying it's all Muslims. No, nobody's saying that. I believe what they're saying is, listen, to the radical Muslims, you're not welcome here, and we're going to deal with you lawfully.
We taught radical Muslims to fly the planes that they flew into the Twin Towers.
I didn't. You broke up. I'm sorry. She's breaking up really bad.
I said that we taught the radicalists to fly the planes here on American soil.
Right. Well, that's what we're told, anyways. Yes.
The planes.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
You can't, and a lot of people do blame all Muslims. My sister's husband is from Egypt. You know.
Right.
That's not Iraq. That's not Afghanistan. You know, and it's like. My sister gets looked down upon because of this.
Well, no, I understand.
A lot of people's families do, too.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that. But what, you know what? I'm a Christian, too. I'm under attack 24-7 by my own people that are immoral, that they're debased in every sense of the word. And I think the point, again, that I'm trying to make here is the fact that we're not talking about, I'm not talking about, you know what? My job is to go out and seek and save that which is lost, to preach the gospel to all the world. That includes the Muslims. So I look at the Muslim population as an opportunity, not a detriment to who we are as a nation. And I think that if you're looking at that situation as just being, well, it's all Muslims, I don't believe that. I haven't heard that. And if I haven't, I'll stand corrected. So are we good? Okay, cool. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here in just a minute. I also wanted to say something concerning what she was talking about there as well. We're only going off, friends, of what we are told to the state-run media. The Muslims are meeting in Washington, D.C. to really deny the fact that they were partakers of what took place on September 11th, 2001. So, and knowing those facts, friends, there's probably a lot of Muslims that do know that they were blamed for something that they did not themselves partake in. So I think that's what's going on here. And again, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to avoid this debate because I get both sides of what's going on. But listen, I'm just simply highlighting the fact that we got a lot of bikers in the millions standing up for America, and they're letting Washington, D.C. know, and radicals across our nation, that we're not going to put up with it. This is our country. And if you want to join in as to being a partaker of who we are as one nation under God, then go ahead and do that. But you're going to do it lawfully. And if you step out of bounds, well, you know what? The citizens of this country are going to stand up and deal with you. That's right. That's what we should be doing anyways. That's not weird. That's called love, friends. It's called the Good Samaritan law. We look out for one another. And if someone's not going to be ruled by the laws of our republic, well, then we deal with them the same fashion, the way that the cops would. So, again, this isn't weird. That's what's going on in Washington, D.C. And by the way, this victim mentality, friends, I am so tired of it. And I'm not saying or suggesting the last caller was doing that, but there was a tinge of it. Okay, friends? Listen, let's man up. Let's play the man, regardless of what people say. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's get back to our foundations. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Once we know those two foundations, we're going to charge on. And guess what? We're going to win the day. Amen? You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of religious freedom ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future. by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Thanks again, friends. Again. And again, and again, and again, and again. 423 is posted, 263. Thank you for your comments. There's too many to read, friends. Thank you again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. 22 comments in the last 3 minutes. We appreciate it very much. This is your country. Take it back. Folks, yesterday we were talking about thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what the people said? They said, we will not walk therein. God said, also I set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet, the warnings. But they said, we will not hearken. And then yesterday I brought up the fact that everybody's complaining about this administration, so therefore nobody agrees with the change that he's bringing forth. Well, guess what? Neither did God. He warned of those that advocated change. He said in Proverbs 24:21, my son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. And we know what Barack Hussein Obama said on the eve of election in 2008. He said he wanted to fundamentally transform this nation. In other words, foundationally. That's what he wanted to do. And he's been attacking this administration. Well, this administration has been attacking the American people on a 24/7 basis. Literally. I also read yesterday Grandma Rocks. And for those that did not hear it, I'd like for you to hear it. I think it's pretty cool stuff. Because, folks, Grandma really does rock. I mean, I heard yesterday again, friends, that the majority of those people that love me, they're like older folks. It's like, thank you. Thank you so much. I had somebody that opposed my law of grace message, which Jesus preached because he was a preacher of the circumcision. Jesus was Jewish, preaching to the Jews that knew the law. Romans 3:31. And they were broken by the law. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events, and the grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools the computer age and just things in general. The grandma replied, well, let me think a minute. I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill. There was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not yet invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, clothes dryers, and clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. Grandma said, your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together. Every family had a father and a mother, and until I was 25, I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our own actions. Serving our country was a privilege, and living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate at during, well, Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started, and time-sharing meant time the family spent together in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. We never heard of FM radios. I don't ever remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey, said Grandma. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam, and Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you didn't want to splurge, you could spend your nickel on enough stamps to mail one letter and 2 postcards. As a matter of fact, Grandma said, you could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600, but who could afford one, said Grandma. Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. In my days, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandma's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office, chip meant a piece of wood, hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word yet. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby, and no wonder people call us old and confused and say there's a generation gap. And friends, how old do you think Grandma Rocks is? This woman would be 68 years old. I said 68 years old. So it's not too far gone that we can't reclaim or restore our republic, friends. Grandma does rock. And forget it not. Yesterday we got to 1930s and 1940s, so let's go to the 1950s and show you what the Lord meant when he said, let's go back to the old paths. World news in 1950, North Korea invades South Korea on June 25th, capturing Seoul. The Soviet Union announces possession of the atomic bomb. The United States officially recognizes Vietnam and begins military support of its regime. Folks, the wars are contrived. There's a difference between the Lord's wars and man's wars. Read Hosea 8. The Soviet Union and China sign a treaty which names Japan and the U.S. as enemies. It's all contrived through the military complex, friends. Those that are decrying war, friends, are usually the ones responsible for creating the war. Not in every given case, but it's quite frequent, let me say it that way. King Leopold, after 6 years in exile, returns to Belgium. The Mambo was introduced from Cuba. The International Olympic Committee votes admission to West Germany and Japan in 1952. The one-piece windshield is offered on the new Cadillac, 1950 news, talking about going back to the old past. The FBI begins its ten most wanted criminals publicly campaigned. President Truman orders the production of the hydrogen bomb. U.S. Census finds 150 million people in the United States of America. The Brinks robbery in Boston involves 7 men who have stolen nearly $3 million from Brinks headquarters. 1950, television ownership in the United States begin to increase sharply, with estimates showing 8 million sets being used. federal troops take control of the United States Railroad, Truman orders the move in order to prevent a strike. Prevent, right, friends? I'm talking about going back to the old paths, friends, that the Lord commanded us to walk in. Interesting facts, 1950, the President of the United States, Harry Truman, Vice President of the United States, Alvin Barkley, Pulitzer Prize winner, The Way West by A.B. Guthrie Jr., Nobel Peace Prize winner, Ralph Bunke, Miss America, Yolanda Bethes, Mobile, Alabama, Speaker of the House, Sam T. Rayburn, he was a Democrat. And life expectancy in 1950 was 68.2 years on average. Interestingly enough, folks, I want to highlight the fact that kids were still praying in public schools. School children at large across this country had to graduate Bible courses before they could graduate high school. And let me also remind you, friends, that George Washington's farewell speech was still being taught to kids and students in public schools across this country. Because the American people were still at that point taking responsibility before their actions before God. I'm sorry, for their actions before God. A new house in 1950, cost of living. New house, $8,450. Yes, I said $8,450 for a new house. Average income in 1950, $3,216 per year. A new car in 1950 was $1,511. Average rent, $75 per month in 1950. Tuition to Harvard University was $600 per year. By the way, if you'd like to go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook, I posted college mottos. They are Christian mottos. They were being used, friends. These colleges were Harvard, Princeton, and the such. They were used, and they were used at large and throughout these colleges in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, 262 college professors across this country were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I have it posted on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. College mottos. Harvard's motto was for Christ in the church. But check out the video, folks. It's pretty awesome information. Again, it shows you who we are and where we came from. A movie ticket in 1950 was 65 cents each. Gasoline, 18 cents per gallon in 1950. United States postage stamp in 1950 was 3 cents each. Sugar, 85 cents for 10 pounds in 1950. Gallon of milk, 84 cents. Pound of coffee, 70 cents. Bacon, pound, 50 cents. Eggs, 24 cents per dozen. Fresh groundhog hamburger, 49 cents per pound. Fresh baked bread. A loaf, friends, guess how much? 14 cents per loaf. Interesting. Again, I'm looking at some of the songs in 1950, friends. Well, they weren't lascivious or carnal. They're starting to touch the line, especially when Elvis came in and poured the gas on the fire. But just keep in mind, Elvis knew that he was supposed to be a preacher for those that did not know. All three of his Grammys came from his gospel music for those that did not know. So we got the 1930s, the 40s, and the 50s. Let's go up to the 60s, talking about going back to the old paths. Stand at the crossroads and look and ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But the people said, we will not walk in it. Folks, we can have it back, but we're going to have to fight for it. Get Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Post your comments, and I'll hit off a couple right when we come back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean, 1-877-807-9977. Last segment. Yeah. I'm just looking at some of the responses, friends. You always get your whack jobs in the center of these. People are saying awesome. Veronica said awesome. She said awesome, dear. Awesome, Bradley. Ann McDaniel said, good and decent Americans, each and every one of you, I salute you. Robert Stilson said, they are the best. Jeanette Benningfield said, I'm so thankful for their unselfish efforts. Some traveled great distances just to stand up for America. God bless them all. Catherine Bradley said, God love them all. Folks, there's just a response after. You guys are just awesome. You guys are just knocking it out of the park. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. This is how we do it, friends. We come together. We are united, friends. Don't let the state-run media divide us. Just go on to Sons of Liberty Facebook and tell me we are not united. Look at the comments coming in, friends. Look at the mass population of bikers standing up for America because the politicians aren't doing their jobs. So the American people are responding and saying, if they won't, we will. And we just found out that, friends, in Colorado, the people in Colorado are rocking the boat there, too. They just got rid of two corrupt politicians that were attempting to overthrow Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. They said, no, out with you. Check it out. I got to get back to my topic. Let's go over to 1960. By the way, yesterday we were talking about the Ten Commandments. And for those that don't know, you can go and read in Exodus 20. Now, just keep in mind, the law does not justify you. It condemns you. It is a mirror that shows you your spots. The commandment is a lamp and the law is light. Have you ever stood in the water in the lake where you can see your feet standing in the sand? But the minute you kind of shake your feet around a little bit, all of a sudden the water gets real cloudy, right? That's what the law does, is it exposes what's in your heart. When the commandment comes, sin revives, Romans 7. Or what about this? The commandment is a lamp, the law is light. And it's interesting, when you clean your house, have you ever pulled back the drapes and the sun comes through, and all of a sudden you see all that dust that you didn't see prior? That's what the law does. It just shows you your sin. It does not help you. It condemns you. Now, when you go to the cross of Jesus Christ through godly repentance, you go to the Bible, and when you believe, you're justified by the faith of the Son of God. It's the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. So let me get to the Ten Commandments really quick. The law condemns, the gospel justifies to those that believe. Cool? You guys with me? Number one, Exodus 20, thou shalt have no other gods before me. That means anything your heart is attached to before the God of heaven is sin before a just and a holy God. He said, when you seek me with your whole heart, you shall find me, in Jeremiah 29:11-13. So who is that God? His name is Jesus Christ. There's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved or might be saved. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Number two, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself to serve them. That means don't create a God to suit your sin, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, killing, and the such. And I just want to tell those people that think that false grace covers that sin, I just want to let you know, I want you to be aware of the fact that grace does not cover sin. It empowers those that are dead in sin and trespasses, Ephesians 2. And P.S., if you think your God is okay with you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth, I just want to get you away from that delusional thought, because your God does not exist. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to number three and tell you. The Lord shall not take the name of the Lord. The Bible says in Exodus, speaking of the Ten Commandments, number three, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means practice what you preach. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. He will hold you accountable. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Number four, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Heart to God, hand to man. Heart to God, hand to man. Remember, Jesus kept pulling off the rust of religion off that day. He healed and he helped his brothers. He loved on them. Heart to God, hand to man. Number five, honor your father and your mother. Hold them in high esteem. It's the first commandment with promise that you may live long upon the earth. Ephesians 6. As a matter of fact, in Cambridge King James Version, it's right above, right on the chapter break. So it's actually Ephesians 5. So just pull up just a little bit and you'll see it right there. Number six is, thou shalt not kill. Jesus said, even if you're angry with your brother, look at the difference between law and grace. It's magnified. The law said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Grace said, even if you think the thought. Isn't that interesting? So we have a lot of repenting to do, right? That we might be found in Jesus Christ. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And how do we do that? We obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6. Number seven is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman to lust after her, he said, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. He said, it's better for you to pluck out your eye than to offend. It's better for you to pluck that eye out, folks, and what he's showing you, than for you to, and by the way, and go into heaven maimed, then go to hell with both eyes. He's basically, in essence, describing the fact that we need to beware of sin at all costs. Because he said it's the look that's the sin. The first one's free. The second one's going to cost you, friends. That's really what it comes down to. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. He said, if thy eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it's better for you to go into heaven maimed than it is for you to go into hell with both. Okay? Number eight, thou shalt not steal. Stealing is stealing, friends, black and white. Number nine is, thou shalt not lie. How many lies does it take to make you a liar? 10 and a bell goes off? No, one lie. And the Bible says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. And number 10 is thou shalt not covet, to lust after or desire something that belongs to another. So there's the Ten Commandments, and when you look at them for what they are, you look at that mirror, the Ten Commandments of God, it drives you to the foot of the cross. Because the law only can do that. It can do no more. Folks, children across this country used to know this. Like, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal. Now the Ten Commandments are looked upon as not a permissible objective by the Supreme Court of the United States. But when you begin to look at those black-robed tyrants, you'll understand why they're at war with God, because their lifestyle, they walk contrary to the law of God. Yet they have Moses above their heads concerning the Supreme Court in the United States, speaking of federal government. Justice is the guardian of liberty. By the way, they start out with prayer, they end with prayer. They adjourn with prayer. So there's the Ten Commandments, friends. In 1960, let's get back over there really quick, talking about going back to the old paths. Just for the sake of national news, I'm going to skip over that. 1960, interesting facts. President of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower. Vice President of the United States, Richard, I'm not a crook, Nixon. Pulitzer Prize winner, Advice and Consent by Alan Drury. Nobel Peace Prize winner, Albert John Lutuli. Miss America, Linda Mead. She's from Mississippi. Speaker of the House of Representatives, again, Sam T. Rayburn, Democrat. Life expectancy in 1960 is 69.7 years, talking about going back to the old paths. In 1960, the cost of living for a new house, $12,675. An average income in 1960, $5,199 per year. A new car in 1960. Folks, we're talking about going back to the old paths. Average rent, $98 per month. A new car was $2,610 in 1960. Tuition to Harvard University, $1,250 per year. A movie ticket in 1960 was a dollar. Gasoline, 25 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp, 4 cents. Interesting. Huh. Okay, so we go to the music section. Just look at the verbiage. The Twist by Chubby Checker. Stuck on You by Elvis Presley was a hit. Teen Angel, Are You Lonesome Tonight? Elvis Presley again. El Paso, Marty Robbins. You guys remember that guy? I think my mom used to listen to that guy. Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles. This is in 1960, folks. It's quite a difference, isn't it, as to where we're at today. I mean, folks, even the advertisements as to this little booklet that I'm looking at right now, they're called Remember When's Memoirs. Just clean as could be. Well-groomed, respectable, clean, a sense of godliness through and through. And look what happens to a nation that departs from the living God. Well, we're looking at it, but what happens when a nation turns back to God? Why don't you just ask all the bikers? You go, boys. You go, girls. Bradley, sonsofliberty.com. Check us out online. Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E. Talking 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.